This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday that his administration is considering whether to require U.S. federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Biden made the remark during a visit to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in McLean, Virginia, as his administration's health experts advise Americans to fully vaccinate against COVID-19, to start wearing masks again, and some circumstances due to the virus fast-spreading Delta variant. Biden also said that it would be a different world if all Americans got the vaccine, blaming those who refused to for slowing enormous confusion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Monday that the administration had not made a determination about whether it would be legal for Biden to require federal employees to be vaccinated. The U.S. federal government is the country's largest employer. President plans to announce next steps in the effort to get more Americans to get the shots on Thursday, he said in a separate statement released by the White House. Meanwhile, according to U.S. health authorities, Americans fully vaccinated against COVID-19 should go back to wearing the mask in indoor public places in regions where the coronavirus is spreading rapidly. In a toughening of guidance issued earlier this month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also recommended all students, teachers, and staff at schools for kindergarten through 12th grade wear masks regardless of whether they've been vaccinated or not. This is VOA News. The record in COVID-19 cases hit by Tokyo, Japan, is not a problem for the Olympic Games. That's according to Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Tuesday. He adds that people from Tokyo should focus on working from home to suppress the movement of people. Tokyo reported 2,848 COVID-19 infections Tuesday. That is the highest since the pandemic began. As media reported, the authorities had asked hospitals to prepare more beds for patients as the Delta variant drives the surge. The U.S. government has suspended cooperation with Guatemala's Attorney General's office in response to firing of its top anti-corruption prosecutor, saying it has lost confidence in the Central American country's willingness to fight corruption. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Jelena Power told reporters in Washington that the decision by Guatemala Attorney General Consuelo Porras to fire Juan Francisco Sandoval, the special prosecutor against impunity, fights a pattern of behavior that includes a lack of commitment to the rule of law and independent judicial and prosecutorial processes. A man accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, and at an Atlanta area massage business pleaded guilty to murder Tuesday and for the killings and was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. 22-year-old Robert Aaron Long will still face the death penalty and other deaths, which are being prosecuted in another county. The string of shootings at the businesses in March ignited outrage and fueled fear among Asian Americans who already faced increased hostility linked to the coronavirus pandemic. Many were particularly upset when authorities suggested Long's prison and his crimes were not racially motivated but born of sex addiction, which is not recognized as an official disorder. The UN logistics chief says closing down the joint UN-African Union peacekeeping operation in Sudan's western Darfur region is proceeding on schedule, though with some hiccups. Atul Khair said that Tuesday that the troops sought asylum in Sudan. Thefts were reported at 10 sites handed over to local authorities and armed groups are standing in force around the main remaining logistics base. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.